hot flash, by your movements. Get lost, get lost. Don't move, get lost. Get out, slow down. The current grew slow, but I hated even the sound of it. Slow down. Be polite. Say please. Even if only going through the motions. Even if long-winded wait. But you cast out. But come back. Tell the people you appreciate. Just that. Tell them. When the sun goes down, good night. Sweet dreams. Stay engaged. Don't move. You'll be proven wrong from time to time. It'll be good for you. Stay engaged. The birds in the bushes perched on a seat in my ear. A half hour late, they brushed the back of my neck. Brushed the conflict. Hooked on the phrases which were a landslide. Ran them all over. Outdoors, sick. Were my surroundings rotten? My insides garbled. Doors in the disc spinning. Not flat by your movements. Slow down. Jaws, my teeth, pearls, precious secrets, patience. The notches in the window panes become crosses. Kindled a relationship. It's crumbling laughter. Current was slow, so that I hated even the sound of it. Slow down.
Hey, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, situated on the traditional unceded territory of the Hokomanum-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Miles Black. I'm the new music department director, or manager, whatever you want to call it. I've got Ichuta in studio with me. Hey, guys.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
Woo.
We're here.
We made it.
They're here. They made it. They know how to woo. It's all going fine.
There's applause in the background. It's pretty crazy. The people love it.
They do. You should see the crowd outside.
The window.
Yeah, it's making me nervous.
It is. They're really excited. Jeez.
The track you just heard was Stay Engaged. It's off of Ichuta's upcoming album called Even If Long-Winded Waits. And there's a music video for it that just came out today. Yes. Shall we start with that? Can we talk about the music video?
Sure.
Because love it. I think it's so great.
Yeah.
First of all, where can you find it? What's the best place to look at it?
Yes, we just premiered today. It's a piece of high art that we've been thinking about for a long time. It's on YouTube now. I've never used YouTube. And so this is my debut
video
on YouTube. So this is my YouTube channel now. I don't know how you actually look
is
up
it
my
like
YouTube
Ichuta,
channel.
Or is
no,
it like
it's Andy
Resto 91 or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So you go to my YouTube channel and find this music video. If you just type in Ichuta Stay Engaged, I'd be shocked if there's anything else that comes up from that. If you type in Ichuta, I think you'll discover where our name comes from. I think that will come up first.
Yeah,
little
that's
clips.
Right. It'll be the first hit.
But eventually, because I think this is going to be really successful.
We'll outdo that other reference, I think. Like, from now on, when people hear Ichuta, no longer are they going to think of that low-budget movie.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
anyway.
It's an obscure reference. It's a movie that didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, it wasn't a really famous movie. So, anyway, you can find it there. Also, thanks to CITR, got premiered today on CITR. So you can go to CITR.ca. And you'll find it there.
Watch it
as
there.
Well.
Exclusive premiere.
Actually, I suppose also, I haven't done this yet, but we do have an album coming out in a week, and that'll be on digitally on Bandcamp, ichuta.bandcamp.com. And I think I can put the link in there. I haven't done that yet. So maybe I'll do that. And you can
and
find
do we
the
have
video
a
there.
Do you man do we have a Facebook?
Not yet. Actually, that is a plan. I'm going to be doing that. We will have a Facebook page very soon. I'll have my first YouTube and my first Facebook group page. Things are moving in this band. We're going to the next level.
Yeah, I was really excited when I saw this music video come out. And it's like it's a different side of you that I hadn't seen before, really. And a lot of people around here know you as the most recent music department manager.
Mm-hmm.
I've just sort of taken over that role. I can't remember why I brought that up. What was I building to?
Just trying to rub it in his face.
No, why I was excited about it, the video coming out, was because it's like, oh, now you don't have all this work to do at
yeah,
the station.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
This is what you get to do instead,
yeah,
and
what
it's
I'm busy
beautiful.
Doing. the video, for those who haven't seen it, to not give everything away, it's like an interpretive dance video, in essence, for the song that you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's also my original idea. I just wanted to make a lyric video because I thought that would be kind of funny. I think, in all seriousness, despite my tone at times, in all seriousness, I like the contrasts of, yeah, like comedy and taking things kind of lightheartedly while being very like aware of what you're doing and also very like serious about what you're writing or putting out. And so you're not kind of throwing it away. And the original idea with the lyric video, I thought it'd be kind of goofy and funny. But I like this idea of like we're putting out again this tape next week of doing kind of a whole like promo campaign around it when it's this thing that's so tiny that people don't really care about. And like it's so it's in such its own niche, but doing this whole run of like, oh, I'm gonna release a single, then we're gonna release a video, and then we're gonna do all of the campaign stuff. I think that's kind of funny, and like playing with that idea of us just living in this small Vancouver music scene, and then also us being kind of a weird band that is like out of the way anyway. You know?
Well, and I think it's a key, like for me, a key part of the spirit of the band is to not take itself so seriously. Mm. Like, and I think there's a lot of, I don't know if we'd be considered like post-rock music, but a lot of those types of bands take themselves really seriously.
Yeah.
And so it, that's something that like always turned me off about that kind of music that I like. There's a sense of levity, and I think, like you said with the music video, I think like the music itself is, I think, maybe a reflection on isolation, or at least that's my impression on it, and sort of it gives you a more well-rounded picture of who we are.
Yeah.
To see us having a really good time.
Yeah. Good time, but also like really also practicing something that we're pretty passionate about.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing about dance is the amount of time it takes to master your body. Mm-hmm. Movements.
Do you feel like you've mastered your body?
Yeah. I mean, like.
Well, we're on a path. Like, do you ever master anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair point.
But part of what we wanted to show with the video was where we're at with that mastering. We think about it a lot, and disciplining our bodies is as important as disciplining our
thoughts.
Minds and thoughts. And I think it comes through quite clearly in the video that, we've really put a lot of time into this
thinking
craft.
About where our limbs are going in relationship to our other limbs.
Yeah, and in relationship to each other. You know, we're also very aware of each other's presence in the video and what we're doing.
Yeah, we didn't connect once, like physically.
Yeah.
Because we're so aware.
Yeah, exactly. And so we wanted to show that bond, that chemistry, that deep friendship that's involved in the band, express all of the inner dynamics that go into making music that maybe at times feels a little bit tense and anxious, and make people smile and enjoy themselves.
Personally, I thought all that did come across to me, like, and I particularly got excited to talk to you about this video and to talk to you about dance, because like I really believe in dance. I believe that it's a very real way of getting in touch with your own body and just becoming more aware of all your body's functions and how you move and how you interact with other people. And what I see in the video is two individuals interacting with dance. Like, and the fact that you're not touching at any point doesn't matter. Like, you are dancing together. And this is something that you put together collaboratively. So even though the video is pretty simple, like it's one still shot of what seems like a dance hall floor or a gymnasium floor.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a rehearsal hall.
A blank space with a good slidey floor that you can move around on. And lyrics scrolling on the screen while you two dance. In a way that, like needs to be interpreted by the individual. but it's cool. Like in that way, it totally speaks for itself, and everything is there and present. And I almost don't need to talk about it at all. Just go watch this video. It's great.
It can go into a lot of layers. If we were actually thinking about all of it, I don't know. But it is kind of funny how you can like really blow up this very like simple idea to a lot of ways, like the fact that there's like this mirror staring at ourselves that we don't look at it the whole time, and like how much like doing something like that pushes at least myself totally out of a comfort zone that I would never do, and what that's saying about the music, etc. And also that you have these lyrics that are up there that are kind of hard to pay attention to because of what's going on in the video, and they're also just like a bit strange at times for what is happening. So I don't know.
Well, and I feel like you and I are, like when we're playing music and like when we're doing the video and when we're just hanging out, like I feel like we're in such a safe space together. Mm-hmm. Like I feel very comfortable around you, and there's like a, I don't know, like a brotherliness kind of thing that is, it's just such a nice positive thing that allows me to express creatively.
And a bit of a weird combo, which I think goes into all this, the combo of this like kind of comedic idea on video as opposed to the music, but also like the two of us in a band, like what Ace's other project does, it wouldn't seem like it would be anything that he would jump into and play along with the kind of songs that I'm writing, you know. But it somehow kind of works itself out in a interesting, like, dynamic, you know, that I think is pretty important to the band and, like, is what, has allowed to come out the way it has.
Yeah, like a real cognitive dissonance or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that, yeah. Yeah.
Is really central.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, actually, to be honest, I might take a little break and play a song just because I always like to sort of meet the interview and then step back from it and take a breath.
Yeah.
What's this track that we're going to play next?
Yeah, okay. We brought in one of our favorite people writing and working nowadays is Mark Kozlek, who does Sun Kill Moon. He's been doing a ton of albums over the last several years that are this very, like, diary kind of writing. But he just put out a new album, which is just self-titled Mark Kozlek. We're just going to play the first song on it. This album's really great, really, like, beautiful, simple music, and recorded these in hotel rooms, sitting around hotel rooms. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Had dim sum this morning at Le Hong Lounge after I kissed her goodbye and she went off to work. Sat me down with a group of old ladies and I smiled at them and they smiled back at me. Picked up my chopsticks, they giggled. They were impressed with my chopstick skills. They were polite and they reached out and poured my tea. In return, I poured their tea. I got up to leave. They said, "You're nice, you're funny." I said, "Well, thank you. You are very sweet and charming." When I left, I told the waitress, "You see that table over there? It's on me. It's on me." Then I walked up Pacific Front in Chinatown. I sung about this walk so many times, but yeah, I'm still around. I look down at Sally's and I'm still spellbound. This is my town. This is my town. This is a young person's town. This is a homeless person's town. This is a tourist friendly town. This was a gold miner's town. This was gentleman Jim Corbett's town. This is the Grateful Dead's town. And this is also my town. This is my town. This is my town. I'm walking along the edge of Golden Gate Park. The cold ocean wind pinches my face and it's getting dark. I walk into the Cliff House. The hostess says, "Do you have a reservation, sir?" I said, "Yes, I do. My name is Mark." I leave the Cliff House and it's a darker shade of dark. I walk past Louisiana, hear the buses charging up and whizzing off. I hear a foghorn and I smell the cypress's wet bark. I go to the front desk, lady said, "Can I get your name?" I said, "Sure, my name is Mark. My name is Mark. I picked up a guitar and I plugged it in a 1960 Jazzmaster Sunburst here at the Seal Rockin'. But it doesn't matter what guitar I play or if the neck is thick or thin. It doesn't matter if the amp is a Fender Champ or a Fender Twin. I pick up whatever guitar might happen to be lying around. I could pick up a garage sale guitar that might father found. It doesn't matter if the strings are round wound or if they're flat wound. This is my sound. This is my sound. And here from my room, 209, out my window I see the top of the tree line. I look at my bed and I see the light flashing on my cell. I pick it up, I'm sorry to hear that your uncle died. I remember him well, he played the flamenco guitar very, very well. As I recall, we passed it back and forth one day before he fell ill. As I recall, your aunt looked after him with so much love and care before she passed away. Not long before him, she was always there. I know that you're down today, I know that you are feeling blue, but know that their love was long and true. Their love was true. And I'm here for you. Went to the Mission District this afternoon, ate an enchilada plate at Taqueria Cancun. I thought, what will I do this week? Some spoken word or croon? I never really know until I arrive and hear the tune. I finished John Steinbeck's The Moon Is Down. Nazis came and pushed the Norwegians around. But in the end, they said, you can shoot our mayor down, down. This will always be our country. This will always be our town. Molly Morden was a very pretty girl. She was our blood and she lured and killed your soldier. You can kill our doctor, you can occupy our town, but you cannot kill our spirit. This will always be our town. This is and was and will always be our town. Now I'm in my neighborhood walking down Hyde Street again. I order my iced tea like I always do, black and unsweetened. I looked at the solar eclipse a few hours too late. Yeah, that's right, I decided to sleep in today. There was too much talk about what damage the sun could potentially do to your eyesight. And my eyes are already getting blurry, and I need my eyes so I can see into your beautiful eyes. So I can see the gorgeous Northern California sky. And so I can read books like William Faulkner's The Sound and The Fury, and to watch TV shows like Eastbound and Down and see the next fight with Tyson Fury. And so I can make my way around Chinatown and Japantown. So I can order from the menu when I meet you for dinner downtown during my break from the studio where I wrote these words. This is my town.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hey, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here in the studio with Ichuta. And hanging in there.
There we go.
There you are. Can we talk about songwriting? I'm always interested in like in how people think about it and how they put it into words. Like you guys work collaboratively together.
Well, it's sort of a like Andy always brings a song first. So why don't you start with that?
Yeah. I guess it's weird to me because I don't like. It's almost a bad word, singer songwriter. When someone says that, you get a real picture in your head. But that's technically what's going on. But also, I don't know if I feel like I ever write, like, quote unquote, songs.
I had a quote from you here from an interview you did with Discorder a while ago, where you say, "I don't like conceiving of something as a song. It's all by coincidence.
Yeah,
you sing by coincidence, or it's a song by coincidence. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, like it's just like the way it ends up being pieced together ends up that way. Like I wouldn't sit down and say, oh, here's going to be a song, because I don't think that's how I like want to write or like express something. Just like I wouldn't say that I'm going to sit down and write like a novel or something. But like if something comes out and it's like a novel, then that's what it is, you know. But a lot of the things are coming together where I'm not intentionally pairing them with some sort of like riff I have or something, but you know, I'll like play guitar and I'll have like guitar wise there are kind of what I think of as like gestures and like shapes that I use because I am not trained on playing guitar. I think it's pretty obvious, but so it ends up being in this kind of like method or like movements that I'm using that most of the time are always blending into each other, and the lyrics come across the same way because I'm really just the things I'm writing are kind of just like rambling prose pieces almost, and then I'm cutting and moving things around that when I start, you know, trying to sing it or something. And a lot of times then I'll have these kind of full paragraphs or sentences that are like parsed down, so there's a lot of like incomplete sentences or kind of phrases that take out connecting words like the or with or and or something. And a lot of like the lines I'm coming up with are like phrases that like evoke something. I find it like very evocative, and it all, if I were to sit down, I could annotate all of them and say like why that evokes something, but I also think that they're just kind of like at root, I would hope that if someone listens to and doesn't know specifically what I'm talking about when I say something, or a certain emotion I have when I say something, there's at least a bit of an image that might be like conjured up, or like a feeling that could be conjured up from it. And that, I think, is once again also similar to what I'm doing with guitar, or what I'm doing with how I'm singing, is kind of like pushing something out in a certain way. So the lines themselves, or the riffs themselves, or the style itself is just a result of that like thought process behind it. But like I don't care if we are a pop band. I don't care if we're a post rock band. I don't care if we're post punk. You know, it does that, like it's just like the way it kind of ends up. And I think all of that has really worked well on this new one, because I think this new, I see it really as like an arc and like one connected, kind of almost, actually not even an arc, like a circular piece. And all of these songs and riffs were kind of written together as like one chunk. And it was really just me like cutting them apart that separated them at all. But they were all coming together in the same kind of like thought process and mode. Mm. That's how that's happening. Then when I have like a song, then I bring it to Ace, and that's when like a lot of the like I think conceptual bits of the music come into it and stuff.
And I think that process from my end is more about like listening to what Andy is trying to express and really thinking about how that makes me feel and what that makes me hear in my head or makes me like draw a connection to. And then it's an attempt to try and express something through whatever sound, like mostly I'm the drummer,
but
mostly not. It's because I'm not really a drummer. Like, I think that's,
yeah.
I would be offending a lot of percussionists if I were to call myself one.
I was very impressed seeing you drum. I would have thought of you as a very professional drummer.
Well, and the whole like inspiration for wanting to play music with Andy was watching Andy play solo at a show. And I could hear all of these extra sounds in my head when I watched him play that I was like, oh, this would be way better if I was doing this stuff on it.
Yeah. I've been a fan of Andy in particular for years now, and I've seen you perform quite a lot. And I'm always really, like, I've always really appreciated you for the fact that you don't really, like, you don't want to make songs, per se. You don't want to make pop music or something that's even, like, it doesn't seem like your work fits into those words. Like, you're trying to be expressive of yourself, right?
Mm, yeah.
And it's the self is messy. Like, it doesn't, it's going to come out however it comes out. And I appreciate that you sort of allow yourself to express it however it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of the newer songs are a bit of an inner monologue thing. And that has moved from being, like, dreamy to being more real, like, direct and like awake. Like, I was thinking of like our first tape is this weird dreamscape, and especially with like the way we ended up putting it together, it had this really like shimmery kind of feeling to it. But this one's a lot more stripped down and like heavier, and there's some kind of almost like rock and roll to it. I always thought it was as like waking up and like walking around like half sleepy and stuff and talking to yourself. And in that sense, that kind of rambling, disconnected thought process was what was going on.
I think the more directness speaks to your growth as a writer,
right,
over the last year. And the honesty in writing is so much clearer.
Right, yeah.
Even though you're still using, like you said, like evocative language and there's a certain style to it. It's
I like trying to, what I try to do is like get something to these kind of lack of a better term, evocative phrases that then distill into like a point or something, and maybe then it like goes back out but comes back to that point in kind of a thread that then gets back to that point, but now you have like a new way of how you got to it. And that's why there are a lot of songs with like little questions that come in or something. I think it like focuses it in a way and then like disperses it and like comes back to a point.
And some of them feel like they have an ending, and that's where you like are you making decisions about editing them based on how it feels to you?
Some of the songs are very like, there was kind of a lot more than what it ended up at, but as we started playing it more, I started seeing this like mass of words or whatever, I was able to cut out some things and realize like where it should stop. Like the opening and closing songs on this new thing are similar to that, and then
they also change when we play them too. Like
a little bit. Yeah,
add or forget or
yeah, exactly.
So then they'll be different lengths or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, we're not writing things in, like, certain times and stuff. They end up getting pretty tight eventually when we figure it out, but that's not the original. That's not, like, the first step we do is, like, okay, here we go. Let's do, like, four of these and four of these. That's figured out, like, a long time afterwards.
Yeah.
But you had talked about Stay Engaged, the single from this album. You had mentioned that it's, you think of it as like the centerpiece of the album.
Yeah.
So the album has some kind of like form.
Yeah. I could explain this in a really kind of like over the top.
That complicated.
It's not that. No, it's not that complicated. That's why it's funny. Like I could explain this in a way that would make it seem way more intense than it actually is. But the picture I had in my head of this is like, if you've ever studied or read stuff about the Lord's Prayer, that's what it was like to me. I had this like, two sides, and then it like meets in the middle. And people who analyze the Lord's Prayer look at it as like things about like heaven and asking God for help from heaven, then it goes like direct in the middle, then goes away on the other side to like helping us here today on earth. And so that was kind of this like loose structure out of my head of these two sides like meeting in the middle. And Stay Engaged is that point. Not that it's the same themes as the Lord's Prayer, but that kind of idea though of having like these like thought processes that you're very like self-absorbed in your own head, and bringing it into like the people around you, and needing to realize that like you're kind of, you don't know what you're doing, and like you need to like be good to other people and appreciate people being good to you. And I think a lot of these ideas, and then just the general sound of the album, I think all comes together in this song.
And it was very evocative to me, just the word "stay engaged." And
yeah,
I like that it comes at the middle of the album.
That was
like, hey, remember?
Yeah, engaged. That was and that's like a real central thought to the album, like as in, you know, stay like focused and like don't detach from people and things that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I thought that really came through in the music video, like just the idea of it.
Yeah.
Because you're staying engaged with your own body.
Yeah,
you're staying engaged with each other and where you are in the room.
And again, it's an overly complex way of looking at it, because the other side of it is that this album's actually like a lot simpler than the other one we did, which is interesting.
Well, yeah, and we'd started playing these songs and they were more like rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
and that was fun to play, and I think that colored the other songs that, like, as we were learning songs, we were playing a bit more rock and roll-y songs.
Yeah.
And, the first record is, like, listening to it now, it's very pastoral.
Yeah.
And this is not at all. It's more of a...
Would you say that it's more, like, present in a way, or more engaging?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. So.
Cool.
And more repetition, which I think is important.
Mm-hmm.
Repetitive things happening.
There's more of that in this album.
I think so. It feels that way to me.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
There's more. You're more focused on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's where that simplicity comes from. It's just more of a like understanding of what we wanted to get across.
Mm-hmm.
The entire time we were doing it, you know.
I'm a great believer in repetition as well. Like, just, you know, as a writer. And like, for me, learning to write songs as a teenager, that was what I started with. Like, how can you, can I boil down what's on my mind into maybe one sentence, and then repeat this over and over again, like, and to learn to express it with great feeling.
I'm a big fan of The Fall, Marky Smith, but one of his favorite quotes that I've read in one of the Fall books that I've read is talks about the repetition in their music, and that it isn't just repeating something. It isn't just repetitive to the point of repetitiveness. It's repetitive to the point of it becoming a syndrome. And I always like that word for it, where it's like gotten to the point of where it's like stuck, and it's now all of a sudden an entire like thing in itself that is like beyond the fact that it's just happening over and over. It's not supposed to be catchy. It's just like again, it's kind of like a result of some sort of like, in that sense, when you hear the word syndrome, like sickness or something, that is coming out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
yeah
that it's affecting you. Well, you've got shows coming up, and I was laughing earlier because I'm on the bill for most of them, it seems. What's the soonest show?
Yeah, so the on Saturday, the big show, Alley Fest. I don't remember how many Alley Fest there have been, but it's at Redgate. The last show at Redgate, which is very exciting.
It's going to be very special.
Yeah, I think there'll likely be many people coming out and enjoying it. Lots of 8 bands playing, including Pale Red. Pale Red will be there. Ichito will be there. We're playing at 4 p.m., I think. And yeah, that'll be a really nice day and nice to kind of have everyone together to celebrate Redgate, at least where it is, and celebrate in the sense that they're moving to the new space, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that was a real relief to hear that. Yeah, they have a new space on Main Street.
Yeah.
Then when you're done on Saturday at Redgate.
Yeah, Redgate wraps up around 8 or 9.
And then you can head down to the Princeton, where High Ranger and Ace Martins and Chris Horrific.
Yes.
And
that's such a good bill.
There's one more band.
There's one more band. I'm sorry, other band.
High Ranger's from Victoria, right?
Are they?
They're Victoria or here. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's happening at the Princeton Saturday night.
Yep.
I just had to plug my own.
That's great.
And I'm sure Chris will be at Redgate and then go over to
Princeton. I'll be at Redgate and then go
Ace
over.
Ace will be at Redgate and go over. Know, so.
Follow the train.
Yeah, we'll have we'll do a
conga line.
Conga line? No, it's okay.
It would be joyous.
It would be joyous. It would be a joyous occasion.
I did notice on your Bandcamp this week that you have written in the description for each of you have overwhelming joy, the power of positive thinking. And how lovely is that?
It's the basic idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not necessarily like what I think everyone would get from first glance listening to each other or seeing you guys perform. It's a real complex stew of emotions going on on stage.
Yeah. 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 I try to keep things friendly and lighthearted. I think it's maybe surprising to people at times. I think I maybe look like I'm maybe I seem dour often.
But it's just resting dour face.
what I hope to do, and a lot of my maybe dour moods a lot of times come from when I'm not feeling like things are being promoted or done in a positive way for others. Because that's always also what I've, wanted about music. And like, we're talking a lot about our music, but it doesn't, it really doesn't matter. Like with our music, it's like, if you're into it or whatever, or the stuff that I'm into, it's about like, not about imitating that. Again, not about just like repeating something, but it's like that hitting you in a certain way that makes you want to then like do it yourself.
Well, music is so therapeutic and wonderful, and to listen to it and enjoy it and play it, it leaves you feeling really great and positive and joyous. And I think that is like, even if I don't know, do you think that your writing is therapeutic? Like, are you wrestling your demons in your writing?
I think my writing could be. I think that my actual mood won't necessarily be positive all the time, but the idea is getting at something at root that is aiming to be positive.
So let our big smiles show that the therapy works.
That's another thing I've always appreciated about Ichuta, is that like, you're not one of those bands who's trying to like put on a smile face and say like, we're a party band, we're always having a good time, come have fun with us. I feel like there's real value to bands that acknowledge like grief and sadness and hard work and pain and like, and all the things that you have to go through to get to the happy state,
Right, sure. Or if there even is a happy state, and thinking about that.
There is.
There is. Ace, no.
And there's always
the
hope.
Ace, and it will exude pure happiness.
Well, and there's always hope for a...
this existence.
I feel like there's always hope for a happy state. Mm-hmm. There's always hope that you can get there, but you have to get through the other stuff first, and you have to represent that.
Mm-hmm.
And you do, like, in what you, in the art that you make, you represent more than just the end goal. It's a, like, wow, I just see a lot there.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Maybe we'll play another song.
Yeah, did you get that song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I downloaded this song. So I've been really enjoying this band. Called Jessamine. They're not new. They are from, they're a 90s. I don't know if they're like a kind of mathy, I guess. I want to play this song called not all of us went to university. Cool. Inevitably.
Well, never. Let's see if you and I, if you can hit the button on, to play on your phone at the same time that I play.
Okay.
The button on the board.
And should we count down?
Let's count it down for the listeners.
Three,
two,
one.
We'll be right back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I have Ichuta here.
Ichuta.
Is that a regular poorly timed
cheer? Hey, we were working on our
Is that your hype up cheer?
our hype video and our different choreographed stage presence.
It's all coming together.
It is really growing. yes. Thank you for having us here.
Thank you for
it's nice
being
to
here.
Be back and back in the saddle.
How do you feel, Andy?
I feel
jealous?
I feel relaxed, which is not
coming to this radio station provide you with a deep sense of dread.
No, I feel relaxed, which is not always how
are you
I
getting
felt
that
here.
So those Monday great. Blues walking up to the station this morning?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, it was sad to see you leave this position, but also, like, I'm just feel great for you and all the, like, whatever you all have time for now. Yeah. Like, clearly you're putting your time to good use.
Maybe. We're here to talk about something very specific. That's a certain chunk of my time.
Right. And
there's a lot of empty time that is not glorious. Anyway.
Well, we're just about wrapped up here, but I do want to promote your release show.
Yes. Yeah. So
so we have a tape coming out called Even If Long-Winded Waits. It's coming out on the 1st of June. It's going to be out on Agony Club Records. So thank you to Casey Way, who put that out for us.
Yeah. Hey, Casey.
And our show is going to be at the Toast Collective. We're playing with two other bands. We're playing with Jerk Jails, and we're playing with a Puke Sword.
Mm-hmm.
Whom you might know.
Might be in touch with an acquaintance of. It's very exciting. So that's next Friday. Hopefully some people can make it out. We'll the new tape right now has two songs available. Like I said, we're kind of doing this, what I find a bit of a goofy promo campaign and embracing that goofiness.
Is it goofy because the promo is so light?
Yeah. Well, well, like both. Anyway. that's ichuta.bandcamp.com. The whole thing will be released on Friday, June 1st. You can get it on Bandcamp. You can come get a tape. It'll have a bunch of tapes. They'll have a nice lyrical insert in it. They look really nice. The cover photo is a bunch of dead flies on a carpet.
Whose carpet, Andy?
It's not my carpet. It's in the apartment.
Who are the flies?
It's in the apartment. It's in the apartment building. It's not my apartment. anyway.
And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to try and make the people who didn't come to our last TV show feel bad, but you didn't come and we noticed.
Yeah, that's what those dead flies are about.
Yeah.
Were those placed by you or was that
found
art?
No, it was found art. It was very striking. Literally inside my apartment, on the third floor, a bunch of fly carcasses lining a blue, nicely designed carpet. So anyway, that's the cover. Ichuta.bandcamp.com. Yeah, big thanks to Casey for not only putting out our tape, but all that she's been doing for us as we've been a band and for other people like us in the city. She'll be putting out a tape as well and next week and going on a tour. So big things happening for everybody. Please do make it out if you can.
And Ichuta will also be playing Music Waste.
Yes, Music Waste will be the next weekend. Ace Martins will be playing it at the Lido on the Sunday. Ichuta will be playing the Saturday at Red Cat on Hastings.
And Pale Red, whom you might know, is playing
on the Thursday. Also, is it on the Thursday?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
I know that I'm playing as Puke Sword on the Saturday right after your set.
Yeah. So Music Waste is always a good time. Also, I guess Friday for our tape release, thanks to the Toast Collective for having us, and big thanks and shout out to all the folks who make the Toast Collective happen and all the shows that they do there. It's a great place that hopefully can survive a bit longer. I guess last thank you to Redgate over the years, where we're playing on Saturday as part of Alley Fest, and congrats to Redgate for finding a new space, and hopefully it'll be a nice time on Saturday enjoying the last of the old space.
Yeah. Everyone come out. That's going to be great.
Yeah. Great.
Cool. Thanks again for being here.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us. Yeah, and thanks to everyone for the video debut. Again, if you want to see the video, it's on citr.ca. And then, yeah, my personal YouTube channel. Song is called Stay Engaged. Band is Echuta, E-C-H-U-T-A. Yeah, that's that.
Cool. Thanks again. Well, we'll see you around town because you got lots of shows coming up.
Yeah, great.
Man about town.
Yes, some might say.
All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.